My guest at this time is Father Frank Pavone. He's the president at Priests for Life and joins us from the March for Life, the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade. The anniversary is actually on Tuesday, the march on Friday. And Father Frank, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, set the stage. I know it's not the most ideal weather conditions, but the anniversary always comes in January. So what's it like out there, and how many people are there this year?
Well, we are in front of the Supreme Court right now, and the march is still coming by the court. And just to give some perspective, the rally ended just after 1 o'clock, and the march ended, and we still see no end to the crowd. The street here in front of the Supreme Court is, of course, completely closed off. It's filled with marchers now, and they're coming by, and we still don't see the end of it. Meanwhile, right here at the court, we have about 70 men and women who are one after another sharing their testimony of having had abortions or participated in abortions and now regretting it. Right now speaking actually is Dr. Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr. So there's a crowd here on the sidewalk just of about 1,000 people just quietly listening and prayerfully taking in these testimonies.
Obviously, the crowd there would love to see Roe v. Wade overturned. It doesn't seem like that's on the immediate agenda, legally speaking. So what is the mission, say, for the coming year for the pro-life movement?
Well, the mission would be to first of all, help our American fellow citizens understand what Roe v. Wade said in the first place. You know, many don't even know how extreme the policy is. So our goal is to make it more and more unpopular. A lot of people think they support Roe v. Wade because they think it only allows abortions in, for example, the first trimester of pregnancy or only in certain extreme circumstances. But once we let them know two things, then things begin to change. Number one, that Roe v. Wade allows abortion under any and all circumstances throughout all 9 months of pregnancy. And number two, that what an abortion actually is, that's got to be the starting point where we remind ourselves of that. The medical textbooks call it decapitation and dismemberment, very disturbing words that don't come from pro-life people, but come from the actual practitioners of abortion.
We're talking with Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life. And Father Frank, one of the things we've heard, especially in recent years about the March for Life, is that the vast majority of those in attendance, tens if not hundreds of thousands, are of the very young adults, essentially, that would suggest to many that the longer this debate goes on, the more young people, whether it's through technology or what have you, are taking the pro-life side. Is that what you're seeing as well?
Well, that's what I'm seeing right in front of my eyes right now as we're talking. On every side of me, I see students, I see grade school students, high school students, college students, and what I'm looking at right now in this crowd has got to be 85% people of that age. And this we have seen all day long, very, very encouraging. We know that young Americans are more pro-life than at any time in history, and certainly more pro-life than the previous generation. So that does provide tremendous amount of hope for the movement.
Right now, you've got a president that is not pro-life. You've got a democratically controlled Senate, which means pro-life legislation is not likely to come through there. So when it comes to the machinery of government, what goals, if any, do you have as long as that's the dynamics up on Capitol Hill and in the White House?
A couple of things. Well, first of all, people need to keep encouraging the members of the House of Representatives, which still has a pro-life majority, to encourage them to stand strong, to encourage them to be good at playing defense against any initiatives that the president or the Senate may put forward, will put forward, harmful to our cause. But then the other arena, of course, is in the states, because we've got 33 pro-life governors across America, and we've got half of the states have legislatures that, together with having a pro-life governor, have legislatures that are completely pro-life, which means that the leeway the court has given to the states in passing reasonable measures like parental involvement, more informed consent, clinic regulations. In some states now, abortion is banned after 20 weeks on the state level because of the fact that children in the womb can feel pain. These kinds of measures, even in the current climate, have a lot of hope of passing in this particular year, And lots of the people surrounding me right now here in D.C. are going to be working precisely for those kind of things when they return back home.
As you know, Father Pavone, during the 2012 campaign, reproductive issues became a major topic, especially from the Obama campaign. Their essential argument was that efforts to restrict access to abortion, the fight over the contraception mandate and so forth, was equivalent to a war on women. What's your rebuttal to their claim?
Well, the war on women, first of all, is when you tear them apart in the womb. Secondly, those who are standing here right now next to me giving their testimony one after another are women who bought this product of abortion thinking that it would be helpful to them, and they experienced exactly the opposite. It's hard to contradict the voice of this kind of experience. And that's the sad thing about the ideology that we hear coming from the Democratic Party. They don't listen to the women who've had abortions. They certainly don't want to describe even what an abortion is. It was amazing in all the speeches last summer at the Democratic Convention, all the things that they've said since. They never want to describe the abortion procedure. You know, like you'll never hear the words, like I was saying before, of dismemberment and decapitation coming from their lips. And yet this is what is in the abortion textbook. So the war on women is a war that is making them believe the lie that abortion is something good. There's no disease. Abortion cures. There's no medical benefit to the procedure. But when women believe that there is, they end up standing here, as so many are right now, saying, "I regret my abortion."
Very quickly, sir, this is the 40th anniversary of the decision, as we mentioned. 40 years from now, where do you think this debate will be?
I think by that time we will have restored protection to children in the womb. And just as we got rid of segregation, that day will come. We shall overcome.
Father, we'll let you get back to the rally and the powerful testimonies. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having me. God bless you.
God bless you, sir. Father Frank Pavone, president at Priests for Life. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.